Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Are You The One After Show for Second Chances. Find out who's wound up in the V. Stay tuned and find out.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Where is it? Where is it? There we go. Hey! This is my song right now, yeah. Hey, just a little bit. Just a little bit for Bruno. Just a little
bit. I don't even think I've ever heard this song.
You gotta listen to this album. This album's dope. Yo, what's going on? What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Nino. You can catch me at Nino Lanero on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And guess what? You are back tuned in to Are You The One? Second Chances. It's our second week for this show, and it's as crazy as ever. But I'm not here alone. Lem's not here, and Sensei's not here. But guess who's back? Miss Country Twerker herself, Miss Abby Vega's back. What's up, girl?
I'm so happy to be back. Hey, I've missed you guys.
We missed you.
Just like, you here, but...
Half the season from Are You The One last season.
It was sad.
We missed you, but we're glad. All your fans, all the Abby fans inside in the chat today, say what's up to her. She misses you too, I'm sure. Yeah. But we're not here alone. We got somebody from past season currently on the show right now. We have this Michaela. How you doing?
Hi.
She's like, hey.
Hi, guys.
What's going on? Australia?
Yeah.
Melbourne? Chilling? You just told me you just came from the beach today.
I just got back from Malibu with Hannah.
I love it. Hannah's nice just day. Chilling here today. She's inside the studio as well, too, but she's over there on the couch.
I don't go anywhere without her, so.
That's awesome. I love it. Well, I was so excited to have you back on this time. And we're going to talk about the show and... You're right. There wasn't too much drama,
but
there was still some drama. So I'm excited to talk about it. First things first, though. So we see say bye to Derek and Cass from the first episode, and then now it goes straight into Alicia and Gio. Could this be an issue? And I predicted it. I'm pretty sure this could be an issue as it goes along because we know how Gio is.
Yeah.
We see how Gio is. Gio was your season, right?
Yeah.
So
I lived with him before,
yeah.
So
you know what can go down and what can happen. And as the show actually progressed, we saw some more Gio antics that came to play.
I'm just confused because at this point, you guys had only been there for like a couple days.
No, we weren't there for very long. But Gio is Gio. I feel like when he meets a girl that he really likes, mm-hmm. he like boyfriends up real quick.
Real quick.
You know, like he likes being like a boyfriend, I think. And I think when he likes a girl, like, he just, like, he's all about them all the time, and he wants them to be all about him all the time, you know?
I'm so excited, because I remember me and Gio had a little issue the last season or whatnot when
really?
He was on Skype. Yeah, but, I mean, that's past. It's past, right? Past is past. But I think he's going to play this game really, really well, except for the fact that if he gets in his head about the relationship stuff, this could totally mess up the situation. But he's not the only one worried about that as well, too, because we have Nate and Ellie from season one. And Ellie, from what it looks like, from the cuts on the actual show, looks like she might not be wanting Nate to go be wound up in the V, as his title says. With what's her name? Who's he interested in?
Carolina.
Carolina. Yeah. What do you guys think about that?
I don't
I want to hear what you guys think.
I get where she's coming from in the sense of, like, I would be wanting that money and focus on the game so I can. And if you're not feeling someone, I feel like it's different. Like, I feel like if they were both into people on the show, she wouldn't be saying that kind of stuff. But the fact that it's just her partner has found someone and she's kind of just there with
just
no one
chilling.
To distract her.
Right.
She feels like her partner should be there, you know, and they should be working together.
It
That's how,
be
kind
in
of
sync
how I
and
look
every,
at it.
Okay, they should be in sync and no one should be looking in another direction or whatnot.
Yeah.
But like you said, if you think that she was interested in somebody else, this might not even be an issue.
I think so. Yeah.
And what do you think? Like, how was it in the house when you saw Nate and Ellie together?
I mean, Nate and Ellie, they've known each other longer than I've even known Cameron. So, you know, they've been friends for a long time. They were on season two. So they have, like, a really good friendship. So when I watched it back, I never realized that it bothered her so much that Nate was hanging out with Carolina. Because when I was there, it seemed like she liked Carolina and she didn't really have a problem with it.
Right. I mean, it could be editing playing it up, but I was
that whole
super
like
surprised.
Her screaming, like yelling at him, being like, "You're wound up in vagina." Like, I lived in the downstairs bedroom, so I didn't hear any of that. I didn't even know that conversation had taken place.
Right.
But I was kind of surprised at how, like, angry she looked. But I don't think she cared, because she in no way wants Nate. Like, she doesn't, like, want to date him.
Right, and I remember that from season two. And Ellie is crazy from season two.
Yeah.
She was definitely voicing out her opinions all the time, so I could see her acting like this or whatnot. But I'm glad, you know, maybe it was just editing.
Yeah, I think she just speaks her mind. Like, right. She's, like, if she's, like, pay attention to what I'm saying right. to you, then I could see why that would piss her off. Mm-hmm.
And I also just think, like, obviously I can't really, like, put myself in that situation because mm-hmm. I've never, like, been in a house like that. But I feel like you're, like, just stuck in there. So you get kind of just, like, caught up in things that wouldn't normally maybe bother you. But yeah. It's, like, that's all you're sitting there with.
Right.
So when your partner, and if they're good friends, is, like, caught up with someone else, it might affect you for, like,
with this game, it's so savage. You have to be on the same wavelength the whole time. Because your partner can turn in you just like this.
Like in a second.
And you might not even have control. You don't have control if you're in the last place either.
Yeah.
You're chilling on the couch waiting to see your fate, basically.
I know. I think that's actually the worst.
That is crazy. You never want to be last place.
Yeah. No, literally, that's all we kept saying the entire time. We're like, the only thing that we have to worry about, like, me and Cameron, I can only speak for ourselves, mm-hmm. but all we just kept saying to each other, we just can't come in last place. Yeah. We come in seventh place, we come in sixth place, doesn't even matter. Just don't come in last
place.
Did
you feel you had a one-up because you and Cameron were together?
What do you mean?
Like, because you guys have known each other for a little bit longer, and you guys were together.
We were together. We were the only couple.
Yeah, you're the only couple. Did you think you had a one-up on the actual challenges or anything like that?
Everyone kept saying that, like, you guys, like, you don't have to worry about anything, because you know you're not going to steal from each other, which, obviously, we knew that. We would never steal from each other, which was, like, definitely a leg up. Second, I think that we were fit people.
Right.
But a lot of these missions were very physical, and I was, like, completely terrified that, like, it was going to be a really physical mission, and we were going to come in last, and Cameron was going to be so mad at me.
It was a lot.
That was my biggest fear the entire time.
It was, like, physical, mental. You guys had to definitely run to different places all the time or mm-hmm. whatnot.
Yeah.
But there are definitely a lot of mental things that could happen and mental blocks that could happen when you're stressed that much.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't even care about coming in last. I was like, I don't care if I come in last. I don't care if I come in first. It's like, I just don't want Cameron to be mad at me.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like it could be, like, a benefit when you're actually dating the person, or it could be a benefit if you just could care less what the other person thinks. Like, there has to be almost a happy medium.
Right.
Because, like you said, like, you don't want to worry about upsetting the significant other, but as someone who, I don't care about this person, I don't care if they're mad at me.
Yeah, exactly. So for me, like, it was like, if I fuck this up, like, this could somehow damage my relationship. This is my real life.
You had more things to lose versus everyone who's coming into it just like,
I wasn't there, like, just to win money. I was also, like, living with, like, my real life relationship. We're fighting in front of everyone else in the house. We're fighting in front of cameras. Like, the whole world is gonna have to watch this back.
Right.
So all I'm thinking about is, like, I don't want to, like, damage my actual real life relationship.
Right. So there could be a lot more to lose right over there.
Yeah.
Versus somebody having coming in like a Kaylin and Asaph, you know, they're perfect match for each other as far as this competition, because of, like, how, you know, how outgoing Asaph is and how, you know, driven Kaylin is to just get everything done. I think those are good matches for each other. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting to see them. But we did see Asaph having a little fun during the party at the house. Where he's like, I don't do dairy. Asaph doesn't do dairy.
Oh my god, that's the best part. And he flashed me and you see my face in the background.
I was like, everyone was getting
into
that.
He only does lentils. He literally made lentils when he was here.
He loves lentils.
He had lentils here. He seriously had lentils here. Did he have lentils during the whole time?
Oh my god, he makes lentils, like, every single day. That, and he was really into making, like, salmon. Like, he was always, like, cooking something, like, fish or lentils, something paleo.
Oh, I'm excited to have Asaph on this show. He's definitely a character. It was definitely good. But, I mean, let's get into a mission really quick here.
Okay.
So the mission takes up a lot of the time of the actual show. There's so much that goes on. We were telling you off camera, there's just so much that's not even included during the mission.
Yeah.
Because it's that much longer than
there's so the much to it. And they're following. We each had, like, you know, we all have cameras following us, of course. And there's so many couples, you know, in the beginning. So there's so much going on, and there's so many funny things that happen. Like, when Francesca's running and the pigeon takes the balloon.
That's the best.
That was the best part. I didn't even know that happened, and I was there. She never mentioned it to me. She was never like, oh, yeah, the pigeon stole my balloon.
The producer was like, yes, get that.
She's like, grab my balloon.
That was the best part.
That was the best.
So I can imagine. So these camera guys are probably hoping that you guys won't go home because you guys have the same camera guys the whole time?
No, we got a different one every time.
Switched it up every time.
Because it's like a bias thing. Like you could be like, oh, like he want, you know, like he's going slower, he's going fast. They don't want anyone to like be biased.
That makes sense. Yeah. Okay, because it's like the camera guys are getting the chopping block as well, too. If somebody else goes home.
If we're like, you were too slow. Like, no. Like they were really good about like keeping up with us, like in a full sprint.
Gotcha. So once again, it's kind of just like the Amazing Race for this mission. You have to get somewhere, find a clue, and do things here and there.
Yeah.
This, though, you kind of came in with literally a handicap. So the host asks, who's the one that's a little bit more of a caregiver and who's a little bit more needy?
Yes.
So needy people go in the house, caregivers stay outside.
Yeah.
Needy people come out, and they're in cast. They have one cast on their leg, two casts on their arms. And then the mission starts, basically.
Mm-hmm.
That's already hard because you have to run in that. And you have to be physical and all that. How long did that take to put all together?
What happened was that Karamo told us, like, okay, who wants to be the caregiver and the caretaker?
Right.
And I was like, I'm needy as fuck. Like, let me do it.
Needy as fuck.
I was like, me. And I was like, because I thought I was scared we were going to have to, like, I don't know, my worst fear is, like, getting buried alive or something like that. I was like, I don't want to be the one in the box. And, like, I was like, I didn't know what to do. So me and Cameron are going back and forth. And everyone, then he goes, okay, everyone make your decision. And then he starts going on each person. And right before me and Cameron, it was Nate and Ellie. And Nate was like, I'll be I'm like going to be the needy one. And then Cameron goes, let's switch. And I was like, are you sure? He's like, switch. I was like, fuck. Okay. And I was like I said, I was like, I don't want him to be mad at me. So I just did whatever he said. And he was like, let's switch. And I was like, okay. So he decided to be the needy one. And I was the caregiver. And I was like, oh man, what did I do? Thank God that we did that. Because then they, like, separated us, and they took them into a room for, like, 3 hours.
So you had no
It was that long?
For hours.
That's crazy.
Yeah, those casts were, like, real casts, and they put, like, layers and layers and layers on. It wasn't, like, just, like, a thin fake one. Like, it was a real one.
Yeah.
They were completely real, and he came out. I was like, thank God I didn't do that. Because then I knew immediately, I was like, I'm going to have to cut that off.
Yeah.
I knew right away. I was like, we're going to have to go to a doctor. Like, I was like, because I've had, like, casts and stuff before, and I was like, I'm so happy that I don't have that on. And then they were like, okay, go. And I was like, it was like so stressful because you have no idea what the mission's going to be. You don't know
exactly
what's going to come next.
They basically tell you go to the state library.
Yeah.
And then that's where you're going to figure
everything out. And we got dropped off. Our taxi dropped us off behind the library. And he was like, here's the library. And we're like looking around. We're like, where is it? And there was like no one around. We were behind it. And I was like, whatever. So we just start reading the clues. And it said to, you know, get all the signatures. And like a swarm of like preteen Asian kids walk by, and I'm like, sign his cast. They all sign his cast. And then so we got most of those like really, really fast.
That was
and
great, then, yeah. Because what was the stipulation? You had to get 20 signatures, but it had to be in specific
five,
areas,
five, and
right?
10. Yeah, it was like 5 on each arm and 10 on the leg.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah.
And if you didn't read that, like some people didn't read that.
Yeah.
It could just totally mess the whole situation up.
That's
oh,
how
Shailene and Adam, right?
Yeah.
The clues weren't like short. Like whatever they show you reading, it's like you kind of like reading over it real quick, but like they weren't. They were like paragraphs.
Right.
So you would like reread the whole thing and you're like running, so you're not paying attention, you know?
So it's an intense mission. This whole stuff is pretty like,
oh my God, it's terrifying because you have no idea what place everybody else is in. You have no idea if you're last. You have no idea if you're first.
Unless you see each other at the certain stop of the mission, kind of just like the doctor's office when you guys get the second part of the mission or whatnot.
Yeah.
Then you see everyone all together. That looked hectic already because once again, there were multiple couples, multiple cameras there.
Yeah. And you could see a lot of people.
Right, a lot of people.
And sometimes you're also running with other couples. Like you guys are both going from the same place to the next same place. Mm-hmm. So you're running with them. You're like, oh my God, I have to get there like a second before them to get ahead of them.
Exactly. So you're constantly just on the go.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, you guys get the next clue from the clown, the creepy clown.
Yeah, everyone, I was like, have you seen a clown? And everyone's like, yeah, he's over there.
These are all creepy characters. So first, the clown. Let's talk about the clown in the green, right? And the It trailer just came out. If anyone watched It from back in the day, it's back again.
Uh-huh.
And it looks creepy. It's about the clown.
Yeah.
And when I saw the clown today, I was like, this is perfect timing. But you get the message from the clown, and he says, okay, this is where you have to go next to visit the doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I'm like, okay, what's going to happen here? Creepy doctor in a creepy room.
Oh my God, it was so creepy. It literally looked like a broken down, like, mental hospital.
Yeah.
And, like, I walked in and I hear people screaming because people are getting, and like, sawing. And I'm like, where am I? I'm like, what is going on? And I can peek in the rooms and there's, like, bathtubs, but there's nothing else in the room. I was like, where the the fuck am I? I look like it. It literally looked like an insane asylum.
It looked like a scary movie.
Yeah,
it looked like a scary movie. And you had to basically fill out a form and try to remember everything.
Yeah,
and this is where I would think that you would have the one up on, because you said you filled out forms for
Cameron
before, medical forms. What was this for?
the medical forms?
Yeah, beforehand.
Well, the thing is that the things that I got wrong were not things that, like, you would normally have to put on a medical form. There was other things. They were, like, his shoe size.
Mississippi.
Which I actually got right. And, one of them was the cities. And technically, I could have just said Los Angeles, because that's, like, the city that that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
And, but no, I put, like, specifically Echo Park and then Manhattan Beach, because I wanted to be specific. I didn't want it to be wrong. And then I was like, okay, Mississippi. And I didn't even think, because I've never been to Cameron's hometown. I didn't even think, like, specifically what city he lived in.
Right.
So I just wrote it down real quick. And then the other one that I got wrong was, I think it was his I'm not positive, but I'm pretty sure it was his sexual partner's question. It said, how many sexual partners has he had?
So that's another thing. I saw the form and I was just like, they're really going to know how many sexual partners this other person had. They're going to remember that. Was it something?
Well, here's the best part. Okay. The question said sexual partners, right?
Yeah.
I put down 20.
Uh-huh.
Cameron put down 20 or less.
Why would you say?
Why would you just say 20?
Well, this is just like ASAP saying his eyes are black.
That was ridiculous.
You know what I mean? With Kaylin. But I'm not going to lie, though. When I was in fifth grade, I said my eyes are black, and then I found out no one's eyes are black. And if your eyes are black,
they had to do the fill out the thing like three times. They had to fill out the Kaylin and ASAP. They had to fill it out three times. I went twice. Almost everyone went twice, except Mike and Alicia,
which is crazy.
Yeah,
that was so fast.
Me and Cameron had run up to the doctor's office, and we walked to the front line. Everyone was sitting down. I was like, okay, where do I sign in? And mm-hmm. ASAP goes, you don't have to sign in. You just get in line. Just stand there.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay. So we get in line, and then we find out that you do have to sign in. So he intentionally told us not
to. Damn, ASAP.
Yeah,
ASAP. Well, ASAP being sneaky.
And then Shanley and Adam ran up and they signed the list. So then they got ahead of us, even though we got there before them.
So it's a one at a time situation then.
Yeah.
Because we saw people having to wait.
Yeah, you had to go one at a time. And then if you got it wrong, you had to go to the back of the list.
Dang, this could definitely get super confusing.
Yeah.
When you get there. But that's not it that happened at the doctor's.
There was no one there, like, giving you exact directions. I was like, where do we sign in? Because first thing you do when you get to a doctor, you sign in.
Right.
So everyone, I was like, where do I sign?
Fends for themselves, basically, at this point.
And he was like, oh, back there. And I was like, are you sure? He was like, yeah. I mean, like, I didn't think anything of it. I didn't think that he was going to, like, tell us that if it wasn't true.
And so then you finish the form and you get it 100%. And if you get it 100%, mm-hmm. You get to cut the cast off. Now, this trips me out. I don't like anyone close to me at all with sharp objects. And this is like a razor to your cast, to your skin, to your bones.
Yeah, did they, like, anyone, like, I'm sure
there,
they did.
There were people watching to, like, make sure that you weren't, like, just, like, you know, like, hurting someone.
Morgan looks like he was just going in on Tori.
When I was filling out the paperwork, when I had gotten up there, I hear Tori screaming, like, a blood-curdling scream.
Yeah, no, see, can't.
And I was like, and I looked over, and I was like, are you okay? And she was like, no, I'm not okay. She's like, I'm never doing a reality show again. She's like, I'm suing you. I'm suing MTV. I'm coming after all of you. She's like, he's not a doctor. She's screaming. And I'm like, oh, my God, what am I doing? And then I'm filling out the paperwork, and I'm like, oh, my God, I really don't want to do this. And then when I get in there, I was like, Cameron, you're not going to complain. And he gets in the bathtub. And I just
see you. I'm about to cut you up.
Yeah, I was like, I have to cut the cast off of you. As we're running up the stairs, he was like, really? I was like, yeah. He's like, okay, it'll be fine.
That'd be freaking me out.
You know, like when you get alterations, like on pants or dresses or whatnot.
Yeah.
I look at the person doing the alteration. I'm just like, you better be careful.
Well, it's like there was three layers to the cast, and you can't just like take the saw and just like go down.
Yeah.
You have to go in and out, in and out, in and out. So you just have to keep going through them.
Mm-mm.
And I asked everyone who had the cast on. I was like, did it hurt having a cast on, you know, like, or having it being sawed off? Like, did you feel like you were going to get cut? And they all said, like, it feels like when you get, like, acrylics done on your nails and that your nail feels really hot because it's just, like, so much heat on it. Because
right.
Like,
the whole cast heats up.
Yeah. So he said that it just felt super hot. Mm-mm.
Yeah. No.
That would freak me out.
I'm good. I'm like, let me just break the cast myself.
I know. I try to like cut through like half and then rip it off, but I wasn't strong enough.
That's crazy. Well, once you guys get that all done, you have to basically hail a cab to go back home.
Yeah.
Now that seems like an easy, super easy task to do.
Not until
you
Australia.
Get downstairs and you see no cabs anywhere.
Yeah, there's like no cabs in Australia. Like anywhere.
How long did it take you guys to get a cab?
actually, that day, we were very lucky. We literally walked outside, and Cameron was like, let's go this way. I was like, no. And I was like, we're going to cross the street. So we crossed the street, and I killed a cab maybe in, like, 30 seconds.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good, because a lot of people had a hard time.
Yeah, I mean, we saw Nate and Ellie,
you know, starting to yell at each other because they went down just the wrong road, and all of a sudden, it was just no traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to get anybody at all.
Well, yeah, I grew up in Jersey, so I spent a lot of time in New York City, like, working, like, when I was modeling. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I feel like you kind of get a vibe for where you think cabs would be.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you go to the areas that look more populated because chances are more cabs are driving through there. So instead of going to, like, the neighborhood, I went towards where there's more people to try and find a cab.
Oh, I did that before. I was just in Jersey, in New York, actually, just a couple of weeks ago, in the Lower East Side. Mm-hmm. And a certain time at night, cabs don't like to come down there because everyone's drunk. And you just have to try to get a cab. So I had to sneak into another cab as people were coming out.
Really? Yeah, that happened a lot of times. That we would catch a cab just as people were getting out.
Yeah. That's like the perfect thing. They can't say no to you, so you just have to go and do it. I was like,
hop on in.
I was like, Midtown, please. Let's go. But then we find out who basically gets to the actual house first. Now, this is where it gets kind of scary because you don't know who's there, and then you have Karamo just standing there waiting to tell you if you're first, second, third, or last place. Now, this time, we have Alicia and Mike who come in for the first place, and they get $20,000 added onto the bank plus immunity.
Yeah.
That's dope. And they get the suite as well, too, right?
That was one, like, really good advantage that they had was the fact that they had just come from Are You the One?
Right.
Where you're, locked in a house, and all you have to do is get to know other
people. Each other, exactly.
You know? So, like, everyone else, we've had a lot of people have, like, separated from their matches. They haven't talked to them in a while.
Mm-hmm.
They just spent so much time just talking to each
other. Because it was just, right after they were done filming, they went straight into filming this.
They had
right?
10 days in between.
That's so nuts.
So they had, like, already just, like, spent so much time talking to each other that, you know, they knew everything.
Right. That's so crazy. Well, at least it worked out for them at that point. And then we have other season 5 that comes in. It's Hayden and Carolina. They get 10K more added onto their bank. And then third comes in Tori and Morgan with 5K more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the money stops. And everyone's just hoping not to get last.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have fourth place, we have Shaylee and Adam. And then fifth place, you guys came in, Michaela and Cameron.
Yeah.
Sixth is Rashida and Devin. Seventh, Francesca and Gio. Eighth, Asaf and Kaylin. They thought they were last. I mean, Gio didn't even want to hear it. He was like, I'm just going to go inside now. We'll figure that out. But it was actually Ellie and Nate who were last.
Mm-hmm.
And they go straight into elimination. And then it's time for the voting. This is where it gets interesting. Like I said, there was not much drama as far as, you know, people yelling or crazy things happening or whatnot. But there was a situation where Hayden said, after the fact that he said he'll share in the beginning, he said he wants to steal.
He'll totally steal, I think.
From, you know, from Carolina. Like this. Like, that changed in, like, the span of, like, one mission.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Do you think he would really steal? Or was this a ploy or plan?
The thing is that, like, right from the beginning, Carolina and, like, don't get me wrong, I love Carolina now because I know her. But in the beginning, we didn't know anyone from season 5. Like, I knew people in the house, and those were, like, my friends, and those were people that I trusted. I didn't know them yet. And they came in the house, and before we knew what the choice was going to be, there was a lot of people trying to create alliances and all that. And that's what the main drama in the house was who was on whose alliance.
Mm.
And Carolina and Nate, or Carolina and Nate. Carolina and Hayden were
Are you trying to tell us something?
We're very wishy-washy.
After Buzz exclusive, can I get that exclusive button really quick?
No. They were very wishy-washy in the beginning, trying to decide whose alliance they were going to be on.
Right.
So when I didn't even know that Hayden had said something to Tori at the time that he wanted to steal from Carolina, but I mean, until of course she told us.
Right.
But they were very wishy-washy, so I wasn't really surprised that he all of a sudden wanted to steal.
Did Carolina know any of this while it was going down?
No.
Nothing. So the whole house was still quiet?
She hadn't. Well, it happened like the day of. There's not much time in between.
Okay.
And I guess he decided last minute that he wanted to steal, and we were like, you can't go home yet, because Cameron got this idea. Like, oh, like, well, if when we come in last, then we can just throw him in, and then he can get what he wants, and then we'll come back into the game, you know? It was like, we didn't know them. They weren't our friends yet.
So it didn't matter.
If he was like, oh, like, I want to steal, we're like, okay, we'll stay until one of us wants to come back into the game, and then you can steal whenever you want. We don't care.
Right, exactly.
I think 100% that he would steal.
Yeah, you think so?
Like, to me, there's something really very strange, like, about the relationship happening between Hayden and Carolina.
Well, yeah, because Hayden has Gianna back at home. It's weird.
Yeah.
Hayden has Gianna back at home, so it's like he has more of... a reason to steal.
Yeah, he wants it for him and his relationship back
home. And they just lost. He just came home with no money. They're like trying to make their relationship work.
Because they already had 20K. Now there's 10K more. That's 30K now. Mm-hmm. That he could have just taken home and just gone, you know, gone away with it or whatnot.
I mean, now he'll make more money if he does it.
So. Right. But in my head, I wasn't sure. I was like, was he for real, or was he just saying this just to rile things up?
See, I couldn't tell. I totally took it when he said it. I was like, he means this. Like, I think he genuinely wanted to just go home.
He was ready to be done.
Yeah, I don't think that, like, to me, I don't think he even thought it through that he could have, like, manipulated this whole situation. Right. I don't think that even crossed his mind.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think he was just saying it because he wanted to go home.
Right, definitely. Well, and now we know, though, because like you said, Caroline had no idea about this whole situation.
But the thing is, it's not like nobody ever said anything to her. Like, we noticed in the beginning how wishy-washy both of them were, and we were like, I don't know, maybe you can't trust both of them. Right. And a lot of people from their season said you can't really trust them. So we were like, kind of like, okay, well, see, if their own friends say that, then now we really don't trust you guys.
This is what I want to see more of, like the inside story of the house. Like,
that's what I was
thinking. They cut out so much. Like, so much drama gets cut out. It's insane.
Maybe they're just trying to spin this off as more of a mission type of show.
Like a challenge type of show and whatnot.
Totally get it, but I think the fans would still love to see what else goes on because you guys are still in the house. There's still, you know, things that could be devious that goes around, you know, aka your boy Devin. Devin always has a plan up his sleeve somewhere along the lines, you know what I mean? Gio has issues up and down all the time as well, too. So it would be interesting to see more of that versus just the chunk of the mission, but I get it. There's a lot of the mission to
do. Another thing, too, is I feel like, fans, you can just tell, like, on Twitter, people become so invested in, like, the different relationships they see formed on Are You the One? So that's why I think it's a little... I wish they showed a little more of, like, the house stuff because that's when you see people interacting compared to just... You know, the challenges,
right.
But
it's crazy. I mean, before we get into the last part of the show or whatnot, I want to ask you, being in a public relationship like that, when you guys were on TV or whatnot, how hard was it to have to deal with all the Twitter hate and all this other stuff that came along with it? Because you especially your season totally got a lot of social media play throughout the whole time with the couples in between or whatnot.
Yeah.
How did that affect you when you first came off of reality TV?
When we came off of Are You the One?
Yeah,
the
first time.
When we were like a couple?
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't get any hate. You know, people loved like me and Cameron and how in love we were and how happy we were. So I really didn't experience any like negativity really. I mean,
that's
like,
good.
I mean, I dealt with like girls, of course, being like, Cameron's mine. I want him.
Of course.
But I'm crazy 14-year-old girl. Right. And I'm like, I'm sorry. What do I say?
That's hard. No one can be mad at Michaela.
I know. I was like, well, I went on a show to find love. I find love. And now you want him? Like, what am I supposed to do?
Well, That's good to know. Because I can just imagine so many things in your ear. People say things or whatnot. Could be definitely a hard situation.
I see, just like, you know what I mean? From last season.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure you guys like commented on this a lot. But like, the people on social media, like the cast members themselves, as
savages.
Long as fans, it's like savage. It honestly like blows my mind. Like
season five, especially.
But what, like, yo. To me, it's like. It's like, it's not, I don't know. It just is crazy to me.
And I like lived it, you know?
Right.
Like, especially, like you said, season five. Me and my cast, I was only in the house for 3 weeks. And even to this day, like, I could call anyone from my entire cast and be like, I need help. And they would be there in like a second.
That's dope.
Like, they are like my family. Like, even some of them we fight and stuff on Twitter, but like, at the end of the day, like, those are like my people.
Season
you know?
Five was crazy.
They do not have that dynamic. The way that they talk to each other, I'm just like, you guys went through an experience that is like a once in a lifetime thing, and you're never going to have another group of people like this that are going to be like your family.
And they were out of the country too.
Yeah, and they just like kind of threw it away. I feel like it was a waste of like the experience.
Yeah. Well,
you know, people react to things differently all the time.
And
you
I think it goes to show too what money maybe does have to do with like.
Because they lost.
You know what I mean?
I mean, like, obviously, like, they're really butthurt. Like, they're really mad at each other, and they just.
Oh,
like,
yeah, people were mad. People were saying, I think it was Ozzy, and he was like, Osvaldo said, we're going to be the ones to be known as the ones who didn't win the money.
Yeah.
Let's just be real. And, like, that was just stable in his mind when he was your last
But
time.
I mean, they've been saying it since season one was that, like, you know, you win together or you lose together.
Yeah.
And everyone has always won together. Right. And now all of a sudden they lost together. It's and like they're all just
fault.
Like. it's always someone's fault. And it's like, no, you guys all lost together.
Yeah. Definitely, definitely.
I know. It's crazy.
We need a social experiment. We need Abby on the show. Oh, God. So we can find out the real deets and the real truth.
I tell everyone, I'm like, if you want to do Are You the One, do it. Because it was like one of the best things I ever did.
Tell you, hashtag Abby on AYTO. Let's see if that's
such trending. I wish. I would be in love.
But anyway, so let's get to the end part here. So we have Nate and Ellie on the couch. They can't do anything. They just have to wait to see what happens.
Yeah.
People who get voted in, it's Adam and Shanley.
Yeah.
And people were talking about trying to get the older cast just out already. But besides Nate and Ellie, who are part of this alliance, mm-hmm. that's going on with Devin. So they come up, and what did you guys think they were going to share right away? I thought they were going to share right away.
I like had a doubt for a second because they kept like flashing to her, and they wanted her, like wanted people to kind right. of be guessing. For a second, I thought she might steal, but then
she said it when we were standing there, yeah. and that wasn't the only time that she said it, because everyone kept saying it. Everyone was like, "Oh, I'm gonna steal! I'm gonna steal!"
Yeah.
And like a lot of times, people were joking, but then there was other people who like Shanley who kept talking about how she had no money back home and how her boyfriend back home was like, you know, like supporting her, so she obviously needed the money.
Right.
Yeah. When they started talking about though, like, because the first season I watched was 3, mm. so I'm not very familiar with them, but when I heard how they have been really close for right. 4 years, like in my mind, just like how I am as a friend to someone, like I just know I could never do that. So right. I like mm-hmm. right when I heard that, I'm like, there's no way these people would do that to each other.
Right. No, that's which like that determined it for me.
I guess
right
they could,
too.
But like I'm like, I don't think.
And I mean, that. Like some people who voted Shanley and Adam in, they kind of voted them in because they knew that they were going to share.
Right. And so then Nate and Ellie go away.
Yeah.
It's a game, y'all. It's a
yeah,
game.
Yeah, it's a game. What it was like do? It really at the end of the day. It was like, if you came in last, you screwed yourself.
Yeah.
And then it turns into a numbers game, and it's like, whose side were you on? And
exactly.
Like, we just happened to have, that week, had more people on our side
right.
to vote, so.
That's so crazy, because you just never know what's going to happen. You could be sitting pretty and think, okay, I'm a part of a yeah. really strong alliance, and it's going to be fine. Yeah, you could find yourself.
No, the alliances, they really, at the end of the day, like, I mean, yeah, if people, like, when it comes to voting, it kind of counts, but like very little. I mean, at the end of the day, it really is just like if you don't come in last or not.
Right.
Just so don't the alliance come in last. Are like, yeah, you can like have a good alliance and there can be more of you and like the vote may work on your side, but at the end of the day, they're going to go up there and it's their decision if they're going to steal or share.
Right.
So it really doesn't make a difference.
Exactly. Well, this is still exciting. You know, more money in the bank. As it progresses or whatnot, for certain people, if you get to the top 3, mm-hmm. and you always want to get to the top 3, you just don't want to be last.
Yeah, you don't want to be last. We all just kept saying it. Don't come in last.
I know that. I almost hope that like there's some sort of twist in the end where it's at some week where the last place team like gets some sort of chance
to
like
climb?
It's not just completely on that other team that's an elimination.
That's a season yeah. 2
you know
situation.
What I mean?
Watch it happen.
But like, it's. I feel like that's just like the worst. Definitely for Derek and Cassandra. I don't know if I'm saying anymore. Like that sucks. Like they had absolutely
no chance.
Yeah. Nothing.
And the thing is that they are like two of like the nicest people that I've ever met,
yeah.
and they have such a good like friendship. Like how we said, a lot of people from season 5 are like kind of like they're savages.
But they have a good friendship.
Cass and Derek are like. Best friends. Like, they know so much about each other. Like I said, they just came off a show. They knew so much about each other. If it came... We were thinking that maybe when you got up to the eliminate... Or the choice, that it was going to be something like you had to answer questions about your match. So they spent the first... Like, all the days in between up until the choice just... asking each other more and more questions, trying to get to know each other more. So they were like, if we have to like answer questions about each other, we have this in the bag.
They're ready. I wanted to see more of them on the show.
That's why they voted for Carolina and Hayden to go in, because they knew that they knew more about each other than Carolina and Hayden did.
Right.
Because I loved Kat. I think she was hilarious on last season, mm-hmm. and I like really liked watching her. So I was bummed that they were the first ones to go.
She was so upset. And they like didn't even get like one night to like party in the house, because that first couple weeks, everyone was so hostile. No one wanted to drink. No one wanted to have fun. Everyone just fought.
That's so crazy.
I wish you saw some of that. I mean, granted, I'm like, I'm a sucker for reality TV.
Yeah.
As we all know, since I do reality TV all the time here in AfterBuzz. But I would love to see a little bit more of that. Like, it'll get more interesting. Mm-hmm. But
I don't even think that it was usable footage, honestly. Because
really? Was
it
that bad?
There was 20 of us all sitting in one room. Uh-huh. Half of us are, like, sitting in the bar chair. Some people are sitting on the couch. Some people are standing up. And everyone was screaming at the top of their lungs.
Yo.
Just screaming. And it was, like literally the most terrifying experience of my life.
I mean, as we told you, like, I love watching this show. I would never, ever want to be a part of a show like this.
I will never do it again.
Every time you guys come in, I'm like, I get more anxiety from what you guys tell me. I already get anxiety watching the show nonetheless. Mm-hmm. But just to see all the traumatizing stuff that you guys say goes on, it's pretty nuts.
Yeah.
In general. But let's get a little bit into some predictions with Abby. I know you can't give me predictions.
I can't say anything.
But, here we go.
Predictions.
But I saw mice. I saw a snake wrapped around ASAP's face. What do you think is going to happen this next mission? And who do you think is going to stay on top?
Oh, I have no idea what the mission actually is. I saw those rats, and that is, like, my biggest... I hate rodents of any sort.
Do you
see
my face?
I don't think I can even touch them. Like, I don't know what I would do with that. I don't...
Because we thought last week, I was like, Devin and Rashid are going to stay on top. No, they're not on top this week.
No, I don't know. I feel like one of the couples from last season, because you made good points. Like, I didn't even think about that they were just with each other nonstop. So I think at this point, I see Alicia and Mike, I don't know, they're doing well, and they seem to be, like, getting along, which I think is also very important. There's been no, like, differences between them.
Yeah, but they have a very good friendship.
What I'm really curious about is, right, because right now I 100% think Hayden will steal the money and no problem. I think at this point, in like when they were filming this, Carolina still had feelings for Hayden. She like says that.
Yeah.
So I don't think 100%. She would ever do anything to him. But I think at this point, he doesn't care about her whatsoever. Right. So I think he'll steal no matter when it happens. I don't know when. And I feel like there's going to be like one wild card who will steal too. I don't know who it will be.
I'm excited. I'm curious to see how this whole Gio and Alicia thing's going to play out, and if it's going to mess. It seems like it's not going to mess with Mike whatsoever. He's just chilling.
Yeah,
Mike
not,
doesn't
you know
care.
What I mean? But it might mess with Alicia's game and her mental, depending on what happens with her and Gio. I do think somebody is going to steal, and it might be like the least. You know what I mean? We think that they could be such a strong couple or whatnot, and all of a sudden. Drama purposes or whatnot, or just for financial purposes, somebody's like, I'm just taking the money and I'm gonna go, peace, deuce, talk to you later.
Oh, I would be like, so pissed if someone did that to me.
You know what I mean?
I'd be so pissed.
Savage.
I would too.
It's a like, super savage show. I don't know what else to say about it. It's a super savage show.
I always would be like, I'll steal. I just want to go home. Yeah, I was like, I don't even want the money. Cameron can have it. I just want to go home.
At that point, you guys could have split it if you guys just did that. Imagine.
Yeah, there's all kinds of rules and like
of course.
Things
of
fine print. That they put in fine print that they put into place, and I'm like, well, I'm screwed because I'm the only one here who has a relationship.
Well, that's crazy. Well, that was a show though. I really thank you for coming in. You know, we didn't get too much drama today, but we might get some more later on.
Yeah.
But you're always a pleasure to have
thank
coming
you
on the
for
show.
Having me.
Thank you so much for coming on. Abby, you're back.
I'm back. So yay. And I'll be back all season.
And you'll be back all season?
Yeah.
Awesome. I should be here all season, I hope. It's been choppy this past last season.
Yeah.
We've all been a little busy.
I know, it's hard.
But nonetheless, guys, once again, it's your boy Nino. You can catch me at Nino Lanera on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Follow my hashtag Nino's POV. Abby, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter and on Instagram at _AbbyVega.
And Michaela, where can your fans stalk you?
You guys can all stalk me at Michaela Thomas with 2 S's on Instagram and Twitter.
There we go, guys. Alright, guys, so we'll see you next week and hopefully a full panel, maybe?
Maybe.
Cross your fingers. We'll see what happens, guys. Check y'all later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.